Hear ye, hear ye, 'tis a throwback Thursday. Hark the herald's call in stings. Come hither and lend us your drummeth, and journey back with us through the recesses of our past. Sorry.
Very good. You know what that reminds me of? Maybe only the Welsh listeners know this, but Tocyn Diwrnod.
Oh, I love Tocyn Diwrnod.
To those who are not aware, Tocyn Diwrnod was like a thing they used to put on history lessons.
In our Welsh school, but
they couldn't be fucked to teach a lesson. And it was about this magical double-decker bus that these kids would get on, and they go back in history and then relive like a big fucking battle or something. And the way he just said, and Frank just said that then, was very reminiscent of the intro to that.
I've actually tried to find them because I wanted to buy them. I fucking loved Tocyn Diwrnod. It's one where they go to see like Henry the Seventh, and at the end, because Henry the Seventh was Welsh and the Welsh helped him get on the throne, but at the end of it, he turns his back on Welsh people and doesn't help them. They close the door on a Welshman's face, and it's the funniest scene. It's such like a ham-fisted metaphor.
An episode where they did the Battle of Hastings, and it was a guy who got hit in the eye.
Harold Godwinson, is it?
Godwinson, yeah. Yes. The guy who plays like the kind of, he's almost like the teacher that's taking him on a bus tour. He's the guy who played Godwinson, who got fucking nailed in the eye. And I remember seeing that in the history class, and he goes, ah! And he has an arrow in his eye, and there's a tiny bit of blood, and we were like, oh, this is fucking sick, bro. This is fucking sick. History is sick.
History is sick. And on that note, history is sick.
It is sick.
Yeah, and we're looking to show you that history's sick by getting you into our older episodes. So if you're listening to this podcast now, you know our earliest or more recent stuff, but we've been going for like a year and a half, and we've been really lucky to have a whole bunch of new listeners recently, but we notice our earlier stuff doesn't have the same kind of downloads or listens, so it's quite a back catalogue to get into. So each week we're going to play you a snippet from that episode, from an older episode, and then if you like it, you can follow the link in the bio to go check it out. The link in this podcast notes, go check it out.
And depending on how long you've been following, you know, you'll either get an episode you've missed along the way, a brand new one, or a rerun of one of the classics. And either way, the pop culture references in it, or maybe not pop culture references, but certainly the references of the time are going to be extremely dated. But that comes for either way, so you're fine.
And also, we like recorded them like a year before we released them.
Yeah.
I think Liz Truss was still kicking about.
Yeah, there's one where we quote the Will Smith slap, and didn't go out for like another 6 months after.
A finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. So enjoy this. Dylan Grando.
Cheers all. Ta-da. That video of his when he's hammered reminds me of do you remember seeing that one of what's his fucking name? Knight Rider. Oh, fucking hell. It's Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff. Oh, yeah. And he's like, and his daughter, like, as a wake-up call to him, filmed him when he was pissed. And he's like topless. And he's like trying to eat this burger. And it's like the patty in the burger is like slipping out. And it just like goes on the floor. And he's like, it's such a bleak fucking video. And the daughter's like, Dad, I had to do this for you, Dad.
Oh, no. Cut to Alvin doing that for us.
Yeah. Although, it's all right, it's worked out for him.
Yeah.
It's worked out for him. He's working for Farm Foods now or something, isn't he? So, yeah.
And he's moved to Swansea, so.
Exactly. He's on top now.
Yeah. I remember I heard a story that I think his wife is from somewhere in Swansea, and they all live in, like, just like everyone else does, you know, we all live in terrace houses. She's been saying to him, like, oh, my house isn't anything like your house in Hollywood. You know, it's really small. Like, prepare yourself for realizing that our house isn't going to be as big as your house is. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. I don't care about any of that anyway, but yeah, sure, I'll prep myself. And when he went there, he visited the street, and he's like, what are you on about? This house is massive. And he thought the entire street was her house. What an idiot to think the house is so big, man, but you got a door.
How disassociated could you be? This entire street? Oh my God.
So I
love that you've painted every section a different colour as well.
You have a lot of entrances. You stupid fuck.
Yeah. What's with all the doors?
I think he is he's giving up the booze, isn't he? Another quitter.
I think he had to after his He's sneaked the daughter out with him like that. Look, who hasn't fucking dropped a burger, all right?
Yeah. It is a crime to drop a burger on a Friday night. Dad, it's Sunday morning. All right.
I was in Baywatch. I do what I like.
Well, this has been a ramshackle start. To be fair, they always are.
We picked it back up talking about Hasselhoff's alcoholism. cheery subject.
Yeah. We're doing this on a Tuesday, which I always think has a different vibe to on a Thursday. It's more sober to begin with.
We've discussed this many a time before, but Thursday is like the great day of renewal, isn't it?
You know,
we're always buzzing on a Thursday. Yeah. And then Tuesday, we're barely fucking recovered from the weekend.
Fucking hating life. Detesting the world. It is Bank Holiday weekend coming up, so this Thursday is the holy grail of Thursdays.
Oh, it's a big, big Thursday, yeah.
We're too busy to pod it, so you've got us
such
on a Tuesday.
Big, bloody social lives, yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned anti-Semites and alcohol.
Well, I'm visiting my mum on Thursday night, so although I could potentially do a pod from there, you don't want me on here if I'm in St Athan. I'll be in such a fucking ghastly mood. Back in my home village.
I think that's exactly when we want you on the pod.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I do have a couple of hours, actually, before my mum gets home. I probably could squeeze one in, but I don't know. I don't know if that's what the people want, is it?
Well, that's the thing, we've got to record these pretty quickly because they come out every week. We used to have like a bankroll, and now we're always scrabbling around trying to get everything done in time.
We squandered our time so much, didn't we? Because we had such a backlog. We were like, look, we got months of backlog, we're fine. And we just thought, there's no rush. And now we're like, shit, we're so behind every week.
I went to go get a keycap, and when I was in there, the dude was so weird. Like, I opened like the door. It was like a, you know, keycaps outside like supermarkets. They're in like a little shed, and they
like Timpsons or whatever.
It's a Timpsons. They also do shoes and keys and like, it's like, pick a lane, guys. It's such a bizarre thing. What can you do?
It's just like, what's all the old time shit that we can do in one little tiny building?
I can do sundials, and I can do fucking egg timers.
I can buff your shoes, sir. I can fucking. Yeah.
Does your carriage need rebuffing? When I went in there, he sneezed. So I was like, "Oh, bless you." I said, "Oh, something like that." Or, I think maybe you coughed or sneezed, and I kind of went, "Oh, bless you, I'll be okay." And he went, "Oh, yeah. I had to take yesterday off, though. I had the shits all day yesterday." And I was like, oh, Christ. Oh,
Jesus.
And he went, I'm feeling a bit better now, but most of this morning, I kept coming to go back to the toilet, back and forth. It was the shits it was. Like, yeah, you said it once, mate. And we're in a fucking...
Stop saying the shits.
Isn't that a disgusting word, man? I fucking hate
that. I know, yeah.
And, he's in a really like a confined space. I was like, I was ready to come like for like a week. I think, he's come to see you. And I just thought, oh, I don't want to fucking be in this grubby room and get fucking gastro bugged up by this guy. So when he said that, I stood so close to the door, and then I said, oh, can you cut this key for me? He went, yeah, sure. And I went to take it off the chain, my key ring, and he touched my hand. And I was like, hands.
No. It was just going to say, in those tiny little buildings, little shacks are in as well, they're probably like touching noses anyway, aren't you? Yeah. It's like, oh, the shits I did, mate.
Shits, right, yeah. And you know what?
Bless you isn't a fucking social cue to like tell you about what's going on.
I think he thought I was a vicar, and he was like, "All right, I'm being blessed."
Did you call him son or something?
Bless you, son. What ails you? Oh, I've got fucking shits, mate. Fucking coming out of that rusty tap water. I was like, "Oh Christ!"
You can talk to me, young lad.
But he wouldn't like. He went, and I didn't say. I went, "Oh right," and he went, "Oh yeah." So no, I think he had the shits the day before I saw him. So it was like 2 days ago. He went, and yesterday then I was a bit ruffled. I couldn't keep anything down. Feeling a bit better today. Been back and forth a few times, but a bit better. I went, "Oh yeah, oh, it's awful." Went, yeah, and I'm off to a car show tomorrow. So that makes sense. Anyone who's obsessed with cars will also tell you that they've just had the shits for 2 days. And then he went through a list.
Just write a diary, mate, and I'll fucking come by and pick it up another time. And I can catch up.
Hand it over to the fucking social police for breaking convention and telling things they must.
Yeah, for breaking the fucking social law.
And I think, and also, I said, when I did say bless you, and that's such a weird thing to say to someone. nowadays, especially because I'm like vehemently non-religious. But I'm just going, oh, bless you,
God bless you.
Yeah, just the devil escaping your lungs. You must keep the pox away from me.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not a normal social interaction. It's, but you know what? If the fact that you said it was in Timpsons, do you remember when it kind of makes sense?
Yeah, definitely. Like,
that's the kind of people I kind of assume are working there. No offense if any of our listeners work in Timpsons, but like, but just prove me wrong, you know?
Yeah, prove us wrong. The beast of proof is upon yourself.
Yeah.